Janice Hosking, and my interest is bird watching. I did go up with the school kids once on a bus, school bus, and we went to that Southern Nature Reserve and I was trying to bird watch and show the kids some of the birds, but of course there was no water birds there. It was all pied butcher birds and things like that, magpies and peewees and stuff. So, and it was just, I don't know what that tufty stuff is, but it was, I thought, oh, where's all the reeds and where's all the birds? And so I was really disappointed. But of course, since then I've been up and it's had the water through it several times. Last time was probably 2017 and it was full of water. And a friend and I went up and we started on the eastern side on that Gibson Way. And we drove the whole way through, but of course you come to that viewing platform and of course we had to stay there. There were birds everywhere. There were crakes and egrets and herons and sandpipers and ducks, a whole plethora of ducks, different species of ducks. And so we had to stay there and have lunch, didn't we, while looking out still. And then we got in the car and drove, and then we had to go through the water. Well, there were magpie geese nesting. Got out and listened for the bitterns, but I've sadly never heard any bitterns out there. I still want to do that. And we had a lovely day that day. Well, in its dry state, I mean, it's part of the Australian environment. It has its wet and its dry, and it's got to have the wet and the dry to operate. And of course, then it floods and there's just this explosion of life in the marshes. And it's just wonderful. I'm a bit high, I think. I get a high and I think, oh, we've just seen that bird. And other people look at me as if I'm sort of a bit, drunk or something. Just so pleased to have had a good day up there. Access is difficult. So if that can be improved, I know the national parks just don't have the funding to do too much. They will let you in if you ask and organise it, and that can be a bit of a challenge. Just having access to it, because people, it's advertised and it's a Ramsar site and you should be able to go and visit it, and you just can't unless you drive along Gibson Way and there's a fence and... Oh, okay, yes, righto. Well, you've got to be hopeful. We just need a couple more wet years now before we have another big flood. Yes, it needs probably a bit more water, but of course, water is such a big issue. You've got to think positive and hope that, it's still got to have its wet and its dry, and that all has to be managed, like it was, naturally, and then we put the dam in and farmers came and, water was channeled off here, there and everywhere. So it just takes a lot of work to manage it in the way it was previously to the dam and probably 1900. And all these people, they sit on these water management committees and try and thrash it out, and I think they all come away with some sort of agreement often, and it's just so hard. And then, of course, there's a drought or there's a flood, and I'm sure all these good people will try and manage the marshes into the future.